I have a quote from the ministry, which I love very much, in my apartment. And it says, in order to speak for the Lord, we need to be revived every morning of every day.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I was just considering how wonderful it was when we were on the gospel yesterday, how enjoyable it is to speak Christ into another living soul, right? It's wonderful to speak these riches into people when you're revived, right? But what if we went out there yesterday and you weren't revived? When we're not revived, the last thing we want to do is come across another human being and mention anything about God, right? We're a flat tire, right? But hallelujah, brothers, we're being revived.
Amen.
And we're learning. We are learning this week how to contact the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
We're learning how to be revived. You know what's so wonderful about this week is that we're on the practice field, right? When you're on the practice field, you're not worried about making mistakes, right? You're learning. You're practicing. There's no reason to be frustrated. There's no reason to be irritated, right? We're just practicing. Even with this matter of prayer and pray reading, brothers, we are just here to practice seeing the Lord's face. Practice touching our spirit. Oh, it's wonderful, brothers. I would like to read 2 Corinthians 3:18. If you have it, maybe we can all read it together with a strong spirit. This is one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. Oh, I just love it. All right. Ready, go.
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image, glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Hallelujah. Brothers, I believe this week we're going from glory to glory. When we first came here, we started at one degree of glory. But brothers, by the time we leave, we're going to be at another degree of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it may not seem like that when we wake up in the morning. Sometimes it can seem like our spirit's in a foreign country. Sometimes it can seem like we don't even have a spirit when we wake up. I probably count on one hand the times that I've woken up and felt like I was anywhere near my spirit. But brothers, this is why we're enjoying these matters of calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Speaking the lines of the hymns, right? We don't have to be reduced to only trying to figure out our own things to say to the Lord to get ourselves revived, right? And sometimes that just causes us to fall into Satan's trap. We just go around and around. Oh, I'm getting distracted. Well, maybe I better say something else. Oh, well, no, what was I saying? No. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Brothers, you know what this does? This starts to move the center of our being from the distant lands of our mind into our spirit. Out of our roller coaster emotions, bringing us slowly but surely into our spirit. Brothers, it's so refreshing. Not have to worry about what you're going to say, but just start to call. Just start to exercise in faith. Right? Slowly but surely, you'll be brought into your spirit as you do these things. And you know what? When you get brought into your spirit, you'll have an utterance from the Lord. Right? The Lord is praying in our spirit all the time. So when we get brought into the praying Christ, He is able to steer our words, right? He's able to steer our prayer with much anointing. I had this experience once upon a time where I was like, well, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. I need to get, I don't think I had this thought of revival, but I was like, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. The brother's telling me I should spend some time with the Lord, so I'm going to come to Him. And I had some things, okay, well, praying. The brothers want me to pray, so I'm going to say some things to the Lord. Hopefully, I'll get His presence somehow. I started getting distracted. And I started thinking about a lot of things. Well, maybe the problem is I haven't confessed my sins. Well, okay, I'll start looking for some sins to confess. Okay, well, these couple of things. Surely the Lord won't me confess that. But here I am getting distracted again. What was I doing here in the first place? Anyways, well, you know what, brothers? Thankfully, the Lord had mercy on me. You know, I just started to call. I just started to get out of myself by calling, right? And it was like an airplane, brothers. It was like an airplane going down the runway slowly at first, but picking up speed. But then all of a sudden, there's a liftoff there. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, brought into my spirit. You know, there were some clouds. There were some clouds in the sky as this plane is taking off. I surely can't fly through that. No, you can't. It's a lie. Because above those clouds is clear sky, brothers. So the more that we call on the name of the Lord, we break through the clouds and we keep elevating until there's nothing but clear sky above us. Hallelujah. This is our experience of just touching Christ in this way in the morning. Now remember, we're on the practice field, so we don't get frustrated. Today, you may not have that experience at all, but don't worry. You got tomorrow. And tomorrow, we're going to practice touching the Lord. Maybe nothing happens. Don't worry. We got the next day, right? We're priming the pump, and then the water will come. Right? Anyways, our brother's going to share with us about pray reading the Word. Amen. Amen.
Oh, sorry, Liz. We are on this line of a daily time with the Lord. I would like to recommend two books, very short to you. A book called A Time with the Lord. Amen. I'll be reading a portion of it. And another book is Pray Reading, right? Pray Reading the Word of God. I think that's the title. So you can go. And also, Life Study of Exodus, Message 57, 58. Talk about musing on the Lord's Word. Not only pray reading, but there's a further step on musing. And Life Study of Philippians, Message 46. So if you have the time afterwards, on this matter of pray reading, 7 minutes of fellowship is not enough. Actually, we need to have a fundamental change in our attitude when coming to the Lord. Okay. It says a daily time with the Lord. Okay, I just want to read a little something from this book, A Time with the Lord. Andrew Murray raised a question. How many of you spend 30 minutes with the Lord? A certain number. 30 minutes with the Lord each day, every day. Okay, only a few hands. How about 10 minutes? Higher? 5 minutes? Every day? Okay. Majority, okay, of us probably spend 5 minutes calling, but in that 5 minutes of time, we may wander off, just flip through the Holy Word for Morning Revival, you know, or just read skim through the verses, finish the gray part, and that's it. I done my duty. No. Okay, but at least here, unless someone, okay, spend 30 minutes each day, I mean, he's talking about exactly 30 minutes, at least, okay, you cannot be properly nourished. So in a sense, in today's Christian world, Christianity, I was talking to Jason that it's like we're seeing a bunch of malnutrition. You know, skinny, I don't know, India, Africa, you know, big stomach, skinny, running around, bearing so much burden. A bunch of malnutritioned Christians trying to work for the Lord. This is not what we're talking about. Okay. What we need is to be well nourished, to be fed. So it says a daily time. So I don't have the time to read, but a daily time, at least 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes. I'm going to put a bar high. It's not high. You have the time. You have all the time in the world, right? Just roaming around the internet is more than 30. Okay, so set that 30 minutes in the morning. Okay, a time, okay? A daily time, but with the Lord. Okay, who is the Lord? I mean, How do you contact the Lord? The Lord, God has given us the two greatest gifts. What are the two greatest gifts he has given us? The Spirit and the Word. Right? The Spirit and the Word. So if you want to contact the Lord, you have to contact him as the Spirit. You have to contact him as the Word. Okay, so these lines in the morning, okay, so much has to do with the matter of exercising our human spirit and also of our heart. You look at this line, right? You know, you're confessing the sins, right? You're dealing with the conscience, right? When we contact the Lord, we have to exercise our spirit to contact him as the Spirit. And even, right, pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation that the eyes of your heart. So right, contacting and loving him is going to be tomorrow. So the whole matter of being a man of God has so much to do with our spirit and so much to do with our heart. Okay, so we have to exercise. I have so many ministry excerpts here. You know, he's talking about exercising the spirit. It's not only shouting, right, it's what dealing with the conscience. And also praying and prayer reading. How do we exercise our spirits? By praying, calling on the name of the Lord, amen, praying, confessing our sins, dealing with our conscience, and even the matter of prayer reading. Okay, let's all turn to 2 Timothy 3:16 and a footnote. Okay, 2 Timothy 3:16. I'll read it. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay, that, what's the next verse? That who? The man of God. Hallelujah. May be complete, fully equipped for every good work. So the whole matter, okay, of you touch the scripture, you're touching God's breath. God is breathing out, and we need to breathe him in. Okay? Okay, so it says all scripture is God-breathed. Okay, let's read the footnote together. Okay, 16:2. This indicates that the scripture, the word of God, is the breathing out of God. God speaking is God's breathing out. Hence, his word is spirit or breath. Thus, the scripture is the embodiment of God as a spirit. The spirit is therefore the very essence. Right. Strike the spirit of the scripture with our spirit. Okay, stop here. So what must we do? Strike. Something is in the word. What is in the word? The Lord in John 6:63, what does he say? The word I speak to you, our spirit and our life. So not only we need to touch the written word, we need to touch the rhema word. The instant word, right? So within the word is spirit and life. And what must we do? Strike to be caught on fire. Strike. That means exercise our spirit to strike. To strike the match. To touch the life and spirit embodied in the word. Okay, then keep going. As the embodiment of God, the Spirit, the Scripture, God's Word, is also the embodiment of Christ. Christ is God's living Word, and the Scripture is God's written Word. Wow, embodied here, okay. It's all embodied here. Now we know when we come to God's Word, right, within the Word, he is the Word of God, right? But within it is life, spirit. We need to exercise our spirit. Now, what do we mean by prayer reading? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Okay, if you find it, just read it. Okay, 6, 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Which Spirit is the Word of God? Okay, here it talks. See, the Spirit and the God, they're not different, right? The Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God? But how do you receive it? By verse 12, means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watch. Okay, we can stop here. By means what of all prayer. So the whole matter of prayer reading was recovering in the 1950s and 60s in Tainan. I think Brother Benjamin knows, so he was there, you know. So, but I think I'm learning. As I was reading the whole history, last night I went through prayer reading. You go online. I couldn't go online, so I went on my here. All the messages on prayer reading. Okay, on prayer reading. And I read through. I think we have recovered, but I have lost it. So I really need, I don't have the time, my time is up. We don't have the, I just cannot emphasize enough. But it says we need to pray read. We cannot, maybe I'll just read this portion. I like, if I can borrow 2 to 3 minutes, to have someone up here as a demonstration. Okay, brothers can help us too, myself too, how to pray read. Okay, not only this, okay, I just want to read something. Brother DeRote, okay, spoke that, okay, it's in, it says here, okay, it's lesson 12, the Spirit and the Word. Okay. We have seen that the Holy Spirit is the triune God reaching us in a consummated way. When the Holy Spirit reaches us, the triune God within us, the Spirit, however, is abstract and mysterious. Hence, it is important to see that the Spirit is embodied in the Word. Okay, now if we would live Christ, we need to experience the Spirit within and enjoy the Word without. Okay, it says the Christian, in our Christian experience, the Word and the Spirit must always be one. It is an utter falsehood to say that we take the Spirit without taking the Word. Without taking the Word, we cannot have the Spirit. In my experience, I receive the Spirit mostly through the Word. As I contact the Lord in a living way, the Word in a living way, it becomes a Spirit to me. However, some take the Bible without the Spirit. This is also wrong. Okay, so he goes on to say, many Christians knows how to memorize. I'm sorry, we need to memorize. Know how we do, you know, for the test. They know how to analyze. They know how to study. But what is short? What is the Lord's recovery? What is the recovery here? It's the matter of prayer reading, to enjoy the Lord, to contact the Lord in the Word. Okay. May I have a volunteer? If not, I will volunteer you. Chris, okay. All eyes on Chris, okay. Praise the Lord, okay, amen. I mean, prayer reading is not a method, okay. So what we demonstrate is how I'm learning, as we're all learning, okay. But the focus is on the Lord. We want to touch the Lord through His Word. We want to touch, we want to get that life out of that Word by prayer reading. Okay, so maybe we can just use, I have here, okay, 2 Corinthians 3:16-17. Maybe, how about just do 3:16? Oh.
Amen.
But, okay.
But whenever.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, whenever the heart turns.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to turn our heart to you.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we can turn to you. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We just want to turn over and over again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us from never stopping to do this.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, if we stop turning, what do we have? Oh, Lord, we just want to turn.
Amen.
Thank you, we can turn.
Okay. Okay, this is corporate prayer reading. Okay, a lot of people, amen. But we're talking about a time with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so assuming you're by yourself,
right.
Nobody else. It's
amen.
Just
okay.
The Lord and I, you know. So in that way, so many of our prayer reading, we just go through in a very quick way. So this morning we're praying, prayer reading our car. But it says pray read. Oh, no, okay. You know, it's right away memorizing. Try to recite, try to understand. But wow, let me demonstrate.
Amen.
I need help also. Don't stop. Okay, you can. I need help from Brother Benjamin too, you know. But, you know, it says whatever the heart. You say, Lord, whenever. Lord, even at this moment. Oh, Lord, now. Oh, whenever. It is not whenever, it is now. Lord, the heart. Not only our heart, right? You talk, but my heart. Oh, Lord, my heart. Oh, my heart, Lord. Oh, whatever my heart. Oh, Lord, my heart. Lord, you know my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, whatever my heart. Lord Jesus, my heart. You know, Lord, let me touch you. Turn. See, every word, it's you need to dwell. You know, I don't know, have you touched something? Of course, it's not that loud, okay? But it's really deep. Because I'm here, deep, Lord, my heart. Even in that my heart, the Lord may touch you on something. But, you know, you may say, my heart, Lord, I have so many sins by day. But you go on. Don't be bothered, right? Turn. Lord, whenever my heart, turn. Amen. Turn to the Lord. Amen. Okay, I think time is, okay? So a little demonstration, maybe, I don't know, but someone can help me to pray read. But we want to contact God through prayer reading. So can we, as assignment, you know, with the time we have, at least you can pray read one verse. Not memorizing, okay? He said it. No, not memorizing, not analyzing, not reciting, but how about let's learn to touch the Lord, okay? Amen. Amen. Through his word.
Got it? Okay, this is morning revival, not morning mechanics. And so we've fellowshipped about the matter of calling on the name of the Lord. We've fellowshipped about the matter of confessing and repenting. And this morning about praying and pray reading. And if you consider, it's like, okay, first I have to call, then I got to confess, and then I've got to pray first, you're just a mess. The point is, we're living, and the Lord Jesus is a living person. And we're going to come to contact him. That's the goal. So calling on the name of the Lord to exercise your spirit. Wonderful. Start. Then pray read. As you're pray reading, the light comes. You'll touch you. You need to confess, repent. Anyway, you just keep going. And then after a while, you realize, oh, I'm supposed to go 30 minutes. It's been 45 minutes. I mean, really, this happens. It's so enjoyable. I got to go to class. I don't, you know, forget about class. No, don't forget about class. But anyway, this is the thing. It's not a duty. It's not a thing. We don't do morning revival, right? We're here to be revived, to touch the Lord. So this morning, I think the brothers demonstrated very well. Pray reading is not a mechanical exercise. It's not how hard you move your arms. You can move your arms. It's okay. Exercise your whole being. But we want to touch the Lord. And to take the word, you can repeat the words and say amen. There's nothing wrong with that, to touch your spirit. But to turn this into a personal prayer. Amen. You know, you can spend 30 minutes on just one verse. Easy. You might seem like that's impossible. But once you touch it, you just hit one of these verses has the word Christ in it. It's like, you know, anyway. So we're going to give you, we're not going to come back together this morning. We'll go until 10 after 9. You can just have the whole time for yourself. Try all these things, but for be sure your assignment, we are assigning. Do pray read. And you can pray read any verse you like. Pick one verse. But maybe some of the verses we've been working on, 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 and 12. Very good. How about 2 Timothy chapter 1, 6 and 7? Very good. But any verses you like. These are just some suggestions. But take them and just chew on them. And if it seems dry, just keep chewing. Then call on the Lord. Maybe, anyway, just do it. And then be back. Actually, go till 9:10, and then the next meeting, we'll have a break. The next meeting will begin at 9:25.